Blog Talk Radio.
Experience that is dedicated to the only true and only living, eternal living God, our creator, our maker. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beyond, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire, the gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, I might add, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He is the only Savior. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God that has the keys to life, death, hell, the grave. He's our only chosen one with our beautiful gift of eternal life.
He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings again to you, beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience. Real light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. But you got to be in Jesus. You can't be sitting on the fence on the outside looking in, talking about I'm saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, listen, God is not a respected person, so y'all can come on in just like you are. God just loves you too much to just leave us as we are. He transforms us and makes us brand new. And he's just looking for a humble heart, y'all, to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified imagination from the book of Proverbs, chapter 2 and verse 6, where we read the proverb writer speaks of the magnanimity of the speaking power of our God. The word of God brings clarity, direction, and great understanding, which is conclusively better known as wisdom. Yes. Intelligence alone is not enough, y'all, in these trying and troubling times that we're living in. We all need the pure mind of God that he selectively gives through sharing his wisdom to us. We will be sharing and speaking about wisdom and the beauty and the grace and the goodness that wisdom brings. It blesses us in ways, so many beautiful ways, that goes far beyond our understanding. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the wisdom that you give us. Isn't that a blessing, y'all? It's a precious gift. My special guest is here. Amazing woman of God, vibrant in her spirit, dedicated to our Lord Jesus. She don't care what you say, she gonna serve God to the uttermost. Hello. She is a gospel artist in her own right, and she need not apologize to anybody for anything that she's about to do on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, woman of God, Deborah Price is here, and y'all know Deborah Price. She is married to that man of God that does urban gospel music, T.Y. Price. I love you married couples that love Jesus that come in, giving us that 1-2 punch, not only in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you all are living examples of a upright, vibrant, outstanding marital experience situation where a lot of people trying to act like marriage is outdated and it don't work. And I tell people all the time, it ain't the problem with marriage not working. The problem is you got people that's not qualified for marriage. Hello. Getting married. You got to be qualified. So listen, call a family member, friend, a co-worker, anybody that the Holy Spirit God is putting in your spirit right now, because we're about to have church up in here, up in here. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse. That's about to set the internet as well as the sanctified airwaves on Holy Ghost fire. Fire, fire. We just bless your name for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you choose to do with us. Amen. Go right there. Thank you.
that you have for me. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give me an expected end. I'm counting on you, Lord. You just gotta come through. I mean, you gotta come through. Please.
Lord, I know you got a plan for me. But sometimes it seems like you have abandoned me. And I know, yes, I know.
It's a trick of the enemy. Lord, I'm trusting you.
Lord, I know you got a plan for me. But sometimes it seems like you have abandoned me. And I know, yes, I know.
It's a trick of the enemy. Lord, I'm trusting you.
Lord, you know I came a long, long way. But the memories caused me to relive the pain. Fired by your grace, but these trials left me so emotionally drained, and I need you to heal me, Lord. Oh God, I'm just being real, see, even though I was able to forgive those hurts, I'm still carrying some bitterness with me, and I find myself recalling how I got to now. These life lessons got me questioning and asking how, or did I ever end up with that abusive spouse, struggling as a single parent with my Savior, you came in and you brought me out. When I didn't know I could stand, Lord, you taught me how. And my life is in your hands, you got my future plan. So I can lift my hands and shout, Lord.
Lord, I know you got a plan for me. But sometimes it seems like you have abandoned me. And I know, yes, I know.
It's a trick of the enemy. Lord, I'm trusting you.
Lord, I know you got a plan for me. But sometimes it seems like you have abandoned me. And I know, yes I know.
It's a trick of the enemy. Lord, I'm trusting you.
Now where was the Lord? I passed the beginning. Got a divorce and just had me an infant. No money to pay the bills, no money for renting. And now I'm in a shelter for battered women. And to make matters worse, I have no prison. Only people calling all those wannabe Christians.
They can pray for you and pull a simple phrase for you.
But when you ask for help, they got nothing to say to you. Meanwhile, the enemy's trying to attack me. Fiery darts on every side surround me.
Surround
I try to hide, but trouble found me. I need freedom from all the chains that bound me. I feel like my life's torn in circles. And nothing I do ever seemed to work, Lord. Starting to question your grace and compassion, Lord.
My God, work it out for us, Lord Jesus. Work it out for us, Lord. Have mercy today. Thank you for the plan that you have over our lives, my God, my God. And I'm here to tell you right now, and I'm not going to take you back as a living witness before our God. God has a plan for your life. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you believe in Jesus Christ or not. I promise you, when you hit Mother Earth through your mother's womb, there was already a plan that had been written, prepared, and structured for your life. It's just a matter of, are you going to meet God on his terms to fulfill the plan that he has for your life? My special guest has set the atmosphere right here on this fire. Gospel experience, letting y'all know with some encouraging words, and she's here to testify and fill in all the blanks of some things that maybe she don't even know she's going to talk about. As we've already had prayer before we went live and asked Holy Spirit God to come in and touch our mind, our thoughts, our words, so that we can be instruments in this very moment, in this hour, to speak power into your life. And I pray that you receive it. So without any further ado, my special guest is here. I know y'all waiting to hear from her because she's already moved in your spirit with that song, You Gotta Pray For Me, woman of God, gospel artist, sensation, woman of God, Deborah Price is here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed.
Woo!
I promise you, God.
God
got a plan for your life. Woman of God,
yes,
Deborah Price, welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Oh, my brother, no one like my brother, Ron. My goodness, you are an amazing.
Come on,
I tell you, you know what you're doing with this radio thing. You know what you're doing with the Word of God. You know what's in
Come
you,
on,
and God's pulling it
Jesus.
Out. I love it. I love it. Fire Gospel Express, come on. I mean, experience. Come on. It is an experience.
Yes, yes.
Fire, Holy Ghost, fire, gospel experience.
Jesus.
My Lord, I love it. I got caught all up.
Amen.
I'm like, oh, Daddy God, what can you not do? Is your hand
Amen.
Too short
Come
where
on.
You can't reach your children? Come on now. Oh, my
Come
goodness,
on.
You got me fired up. I just want to say thank you, my brother. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank
God
you so much.
God put you
much.
In my spirit. I have this long list of blanks, and I just ask Holy Spirit God to just give me a name. Give me an artist, give me a preacher, give me a teacher that I can share this platform that you gave me, Father God, because I promise you it's not about me. I appreciate every word that you said because we all need to be recognized and we all need to be appreciated. But seeking first the kingdom of God and its righteousness has always got to be our driving motivation. Anything else is a waste of time, energy, and breath. You could have been doing something else with it. Woman of God, this is what I do. I bring y'all on this platform that God gave me so that I can pull some stuff out of y'all that y'all need to release, that y'all need to share with us. And some things you need to just ventilate because there's things that be settled down in our minds, our spirits, and our hearts that we have let just slide down to a place and get real stuck. And every now and then, God will break out and give us a place and a time for us to say, you know what, release that thing. Let it go. Because it's not
Amen.
Just something that might become a potential weight that might be holding you and your spirit down heavy, but it's something that needs to be spoken. Wisdom is what we're going to be talking about from Proverbs 2 and 6. And there's wisdom in every child of God. I don't care what you've been through. It may have been rough. It may have been tough. But I'm here to tell you, I got some of my greatest lessons in life from some of the darkest and hardest days of my life. That's why God allowed it. So, woman of God, tell us about when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What was the circumstances in your life? And then we're just going to let Holy Spirit God lead the conversation from there.
Thank you, Lord. Well, let me go back to when with mom and dad. I am the third oldest of 10. Mom and dad had six sons, four daughters. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
My parents
okay.
were fruitful. They multiplied, and they filled this earth.
Yes,
they
did.
Didn't they do it?
Yes, they did.
And believe it or not, we're all musically. We my brothers and my couple of my two of my sisters play instruments. And
okay.
all of my mom made all of us sing. So growing up
Amen.
After school, this was something we had to do. And, you know, of course we were in church. So we were in church like three,
yes,
four
yes.
days a week, all day Sunday. You know, and they would work it out to where they would have food. You know, the mothers of the church, everybody would bring food. And so the children had, we had our Sunday school and service. And then they let us get a break. Or if the children want to take a nap on the pews, of course. And after they
yeah.
feed us, of course, and then we would have young people's meeting. You know, that's something that's very important to have a young meeting. Not just have them a concert, not just have them a Christian nightclub. I'm just being real. The children need to be taught. Okay, I'm gonna leave that right
that's
there.
True.
And then after that,
that's true.
And after that, we would go into night service. So we were raised in church. But listen, in church, I was made to try to have a relationship with Father God. Not saying I didn't love God, right? But I was made to go to church. I was made. Deborah, go sing. Deborah, lead this song. And I had to practice, and I was, you know, doing the leading of the song. So I did it for my mother. Okay? But when I got out on my own and started going through tests and trials, I mean, getting slapped around, I went through a divorce in my early 20s. I mean, I know y'all don't know my testimony, and here it is, but I was in an abusive marriage, and I was so ashamed for the longest, but I was, we had a five-year-old son, and my children's dad had a son with another young lady that I didn't know about till 2 years into marriage. She was pregnant when we got married.
Wow.
So my little mom picked my children's dad. She just felt like I need to help Deborah because my oldest sister moved out when she hit 18. Mom said the rest of her girls will not do that. You know, you either go to college, go in the army, or get married. Well, I didn't want to do either one of those, right?
Okay. No, that's right.
But I listened to my mom, and but the thing is, we got married 3 months after dating, but not because I was pregnant. It was nothing to do with that. We were kissing and all this kind of stuff, and we were up from the country. So my mom was like, this little lady is 5'3", but she's a firecracker. And he's 6'4". And my mother, she made it known. She said, you don't touch my daughter. You were going out on a date with her. You're teaching her. You're showing her how a gentleman is supposed to be. That doesn't mean you take advantage of my daughter. You know, a mom just really let him have it. And she said, you will marry her. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's going to kill me. And I was 19. And I was afraid to leave it home. I'm serious.
I got
married at 18. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I said I hear you. Go ahead, dear. I'm listening.
I got married at 19. He started being very abusive to me and started off with, you know, putting me down and all this and that. And this is the thing. I have forgiven him now, and I speak blessings over him. But he also became a pastor at a church in the country.
Okay.
And, I was the what they call, you know, the mothers at this church, that you would, you know, the women had to wear that little dolly thing over their heads. And,
Ma'am.
You know, we dressed very, very modest, which I think women should dress modest.
Me too.
And, I mean, in my 20s, we were building a church, but, you know, when you're being forced to marry somebody, I understand that now, but then I didn't. You're not in love with that person. You know, you're not in love with that person. You can't make yourself love somebody that you don't really know. And I knew nothing. I was very green when I got married. So we stayed married for 7 years. God blessed us with a son, and he blessed us with twin daughters. My mother was a paternal twin. And we had paternal twins. But because of abuse, we had our girls 3 months early. And I was not carrying. I couldn't carry my girls very well because I'm pretty petite. I'm a small frame person. He's 6 foot foot two, and I was having a hard time carrying our girls, so I was on bed rest.
Yeah.
And still, I had our girls early. They were 1 pound and 13 ounces at birth, and Angel was a pound. So I had a hand baby, and they rushed my baby to Birmingham, Alabama. And I was in Sylacauga's hospital just having a hard time, you know, when they do a cesarean. They take everything out of your gut to get to the baby. So the doctor wouldn't release me. Found out my baby had passed, and he did not want to tell me. He was trying to, because I was going in and out myself. But anyway, to get to this, my mother came to the hospital and told me what happened to the baby. And my mother wanted, she's a fraternal twin. She wanted the girls. So I'm like, Mom, I want them too. I'm trying to get up there. But the thing is, Angel went back home to the Lord 3 days later. So I did not get to see Angel alive. And Miracle was, they were saying the same thing. The doctors, three doctors on one accord saying, she's going to die. We can't get her to take any food. I can't. It was just so stressful. And so I moved up here. My oldest brother, who's gone to glory now, brought me to Birmingham. And I moved in a shelter for battered women, because it would have, I wouldn't be here right now if God would have worked, would not have worked with my brother to get me here.
Yeah.
So, and man of God, you know, when you're young, I knew how to pray, right? Because from a newborn, mom kept us in church. I knew how to pray, but going through that, and I'm praying, saying, you know what, Lord? Because I heard in my spirit, even at the hospital, even though we were going through this situation, he was so angry. But I understand now it was a spirit in him, a controlling spirit. And it wasn't about love, it was about being in control. And, you know, and so I thank God he kept me. He did not allow that spirit that was so angry to take my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the enemy wanted. And then when that didn't happen, he tried to take my mind. And the doctor was trying to put me on depression pills. He's like, Deborah, you can't just be sitting up crying. I gotta go check on my baby. He wouldn't release me. I was in the hospital for 7 full days. I have not heard of that when you have a baby and you can't. You know, but he was trying to protect me. And plus, I had told him what had happened in my marriage. I said, I don't know what's happening. He said, why? Because he was angry that I wasn't picking up weight, having two girls in me. And I just told him, I this is what's happening in my home. And he was like, no, this can't happen. So the thing is, God brought me into that. When I got in this shelter, when I got to the hospital, when God gave me so much favor, and the hospital would, the doctors, the nurses, they would shelter and protect me and our son from any negative, you know, negative spirits. They're real. The Bible, He calls it an evil report. Remember when the spies went back and the 12 spies went and 10 came back, he said it was an evil report. But to them, it was a negative report. They just thought, wait, those giants out there, and we see ourselves as grasshoppers. But they did not. God did not say, oh, that's a negative report. He said they brought back an evil report. So the people up at this hospital, they protected me from when they knew that he was coming to keep, you know, the arguments and going off on me. Because mentally, it was pulling at me. Man of God, I looked at my pictures back here when I was in my 20s going through that. I was a dead girl walking.
Oh,
this
my God.
This was 29 years ago. Father God has restored my youth, renewing my youth like the eagle.
Yeah,
He's restored everything back that was stolen. And I remember saying to Father, you know, I heard when the doctors were in agreement saying, okay, miracle's not going to make it. She's not going to see. I'm like, Jesus. And I heard, what do you want? I said, I want my family back. And what I promised you, I heard in my spirit, there's no human standing around me. I heard, I don't make anybody love you. I don't make people love me. So that helped me to a degree. But I was also still living in fear. I was afraid he was going to find me and kill me. And this is the thing. My children's dad, like I said, was a pastor. So while I was at this shelter and they giving me this counseling and helping me to understand, Deborah, you're homeless. You're homeless, Deborah.
Yeah.
You and I'm thinking I'm gonna get the house. The judge said, No, you abandoned the house or you abandoned him. I'm like, wow. But see, God knew what he was doing, man of God. I understand now those were spirits that was attacking him, the same spirits that was in that in the demoniac, the man at the cemetery that Jesus delivered.
Mm-hmm.
The same
mm-hmm.
thing with the little boy whose daddy called him a lunatic. We have to be careful with our words. But to this day, I thank God because it took me 15 years, really over that, to really forgive him because I never wanted to be a single parent. I did not want that. I know I hear women saying, I don't need a man. I don't feel that way. God made me for a husband.
Yeah.
He made a woman.
Let me say this, woman of God, because what you're saying is so valid and true that emotions are a product of what's on the inside of a person. So you have these thoughts and you have these ruminations going on inside you. But when they become apparent, that's when we see what's going on the inside. Now, the Bible tells us that we believers, we walk by faith, not by sight, because we have to have a spiritual discernment to be able to go beyond what our five senses can speculate, perceive, and adhere to. But when we have this spiritual life inside of us, we get an additional perception called spiritual discernment, because the devil wants people to just rely on their five senses of taste, touch, smell, feel, so that when spiritual discernment is able to discern a situation where the evil, invisible, spiritual dark influences are present, people won't believe. It takes us who have spiritual discernment and insight to be able to say, you know what? I understand that it's anger, and I understand that there's bitterness, but the spirit behind it is what we have to deal with. That's why God told us we need to pray for our enemies. We need to pray for people that despitefully use us, because they are under dark influences, whether they know it or not, and they're being controlled by a power that's greater than themselves, but no power greater than our God, which we have access to, because the Bible declares greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So thank you for sharing that, woman of God, because we're living in two worlds. We live in the physical world that you and I can see, touch, taste, smell, feel, but there is a spiritual world that is within our physical world, where demoniacs and angels invisibly share the world that we're living in. So yes, woman of God, you are so true. You are so correct in what you said, because it does take a spiritual sense to be able to go through some things that we go through. Now, it took you 15 years. I've been through it too myself, woman of God. I was in a relationship that lasted 17 years, 9 years into that 17-year relationship, marriage. I was so broken, so exhausted, so devastated. I started self-medicating with my old friend marijuana, which led to a crack cocaine drug addiction. I can share that now because that was 22 years ago, December the 8th. And I shared with you before we went live, I'll say, God allowed me to go to the lowest points of my life so that he can raise me up to the highest points of my life. Right now, I'm living my best blessed life, woman of God.
Amen.
I tell anybody.
Amen.
I tell anybody. And I promise you, I ain't going nowhere. The devil won't trick me with that again. I heard the devil say, God don't love you. And I dropped my head and went and smoked a joint and drank some liquor. And that was a door that was wide open for drug addiction. And the attempt was to just pull me completely away from God. So if you're listening to this broadcast, we want you to know that everything that you're going through, God is only allowing it so that you can see how much you need him. Amen?
And how strong you really are. Because I did not know that I could do, you know, because I had so many people saying, but Deb, you know, you can't do this by yourself. I'm like, wait a minute. Deborah, you need help. Deborah, don't move to Birmingham. Those people there are crazy. You know, Deborah, I'm, you know, and that spirit of fear was in me so bad. And this is what Father, what came to me just when you were talking. I had to understand, because we stayed married 7 years. But it took me like 15 years to get over what I was dealing with. I did not want to be divorced. I did not want to be a single parent. I wanted me and him to work things out to raise our children, because I was helping him with his son. You know, we had his son before we had our children together. So I could love your children, you know, so we can do this together. But when a person, me, you know, when you're not in love with that person, you can't make a man love you. You can't make a woman love you. So Father, help me understand. He said, you're not wrestling with flesh and blood. Is that not what he told us? When people are being used by the enemy to come against you. Okay, so Lord God, now we got to understand. Father said, there's greatness inside of you. I'm like, Father, that's what your word said. You said, greater work shall I do, because you've gone. Because Jesus went to Father, so he gave us his Holy Spirit. But look at this.
Come on.
more than anything, Daddy breathed the breath of life into man, humans. He did that one time, man of God. Even though the world was destroyed and he started over with Noah, he only took that breath one time. So his breath is inside of us. But when he said, I don't make anybody love me, I'm not going to make anybody love you. And I'm like, Lord, I need your help. I need help because I'm messed up right now. I don't know how I can make it. I don't know how to do this. And this is what he showed me. There's more in you than what you're looking at. Man of God, I'm on a journey right now. Even from my album, Transform Me, the second album, I'm working on my third right now, but the second album, it was it's called Transform Me, the Soul of a Woman. And that's one of the things that really helped me because I was going through, and I was married. Me and T had got married then, but it was we're a blended family. So T has six children, five sons and one daughter. I have one son and one daughter, and you know my angel in heaven, but on the earth I only have two. So I'm trying to make a family jail, and we come from two different backgrounds. My family, we believe in you respect your elders. You say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir.
That's right.
And so
amen.
This generation don't do that.
No, they don't.
So
they really don't.
I came in cleaning house. And so the children felt, you're being too hardcore and you just came in and you start taking over stuff. I had to give y'all some structure. You needed to know how to take care of yourself, how to clean yourself, how to do this, how to do that. You don't know how to do anything but, play around on video games. So there's more to life than that. But this is my thing, brother guy. I had to learn, Deborah, what God has placed in you. You learn who you are. You will never have to worry about what you have need of. Seek Daddy first. Seek his righteousness.
Amen.
Seek his kingdom. This transforming journey I'm on Instagram. I go live on Instagram on Friday night. And I'm telling you, God is healing me from things I thought I had released and let go of. Right? The enemy will use your spouse. The enemy will use your in-laws. The enemy will use your own children. He will use people to get you off track and have you thinking that something's wrong with you. No, no, no. Daddy said you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He said he took his, and he knew what he was doing when he created us. Now he's telling us, okay, it's on you. It's up to you. I'm not going to come to this earth and open up your brain and tell you got to study me and learn that everything that you need, I've already supplied it. Man of God,
that's
true.
Right.
We have everything we need.
We just got to learn how to call it. And what you're saying is true, woman of God, because God knew exactly what he was doing even before the foundations of the world. The Bible declares that we were created to be believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell y'all quite simply, what a beautiful segue this woman of God just set it up, because she just wants y'all to know that we are just a masterpiece in the eyesight of God.
Fearfully and wonderfully made. We have authority to raise the dead. No, not us, but Christ within. Yes, we're accepted and approved by him.
We're God's children and we are all that.
We got off balance and now we're on track. A priceless joy, yes, that's where we're at. We're moving forward and never looking back.
Look at me, we're a masterpiece. Look at me, shape on.
Yes, we're one of a kind. Another like us will be
the valuable me. Discover the one true art of sun who saw me done before the canvas begun. A masterpiece, more like a disaster. Don't royalty, I'm a peaceful master. Made in his image, it shows on my face. He erased every blemish when he showed me his grace. Diamond and the rest been said. Unique to like yellow, blue, pink, and red. Original art, one of a kind. Blow your mind. A virtuous woman who can find that was broken, bruised, battered, torn. But Christ came in, now I've been reborn. Irreplaceable, so sensational. Found it favorable, unmistakable.
Look at me, you're a man. I'm a masterpiece. Look at me, take a look.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 the gospel experience, where we are dedicated to uplifting and giving God his true praise. We are your evangelist outreach ministry. We are here to introduce to some and to confirm to others that God is real. He is the creator. The Bible is right, and Jesus Christ is Lord. My special guest has just set the table and just let you know, no matter what you may or may not be going through, you are a masterpiece. There is another one like you. I can recall in Sunday school lesson, I had the privilege of teaching the men's Sunday school class over there at my home church, New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I told him, I said, look, I can prove to everybody right now that you are so special and unique to God. I can prove it to you right now because there's nobody else like you. And they said, okay, we'll go right ahead. I said, raise your hand. Hey, raise your hand. I said, look at your finger. You see that fingerprint on your finger? There is not another fingerprint ever created like that on no other human being. That's proof right there that you are unique in the very simplest way. But your calling, the situations in life that you've been through, your personal mentality, your ability to do whatever it is God created you to do is given to you specifically as one particular person in the body of Christ to do what you and only you can do. You're special. You're a masterpiece. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing us with that. I just have one question. Now,
yes, sir.
I've seen your photos, and I've seen your husband photos. The way that y'all wear those gangster hats and tilt them to the side, y'all make me think y'all must have grew up in Detroit. Did y'all grow up in Detroit? Did y'all pass through Detroit sometime? Because don't nobody wear hats like we wear them. Don't nobody wear clothes. Don't nobody wear shoes like we do in Detroit. So y'all was looking like some show enough saved gospel gangsters. Was y'all look like some show enough saved gospel gangsters. That's all right.
Actually, T was born in Michigan, and then they moved out to New York. So he was born in Michigan. So he's got that experience. Now me, I'm just a country girl. I'm from Sylacauga, Alabama. So that New York, Michigan man, producer, we met up and he produced my songs and we just connected from there. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. You know, the truth be told, man of God, in life, we're going to have tests and trials. That's biblical. But nowhere in the Bible did Father tell us that we have to struggle for the rest of our days.
That's right.
I remember I did like King David. I lost, well, not like King David. Now, let me take that back, because King David, he was a mighty bold man, but Father still said he's a man after my own heart after all the things he did. But after I went through my first divorce, I was so bitter. I was so angry. I had so much anger in my heart towards my children's dad, and I love my children's dad. I love my children's dad. I speak blessings over him and his wife and her children. So I have no, I had no hate even then, but I was very angry. And, you know, if you don't deal with anger, it'll turn into resentment. Resentment turns into bitterness. So that was going on with me. You know what? And you know, bitterness dries up your bones, right? So in my 20s and 30s, I started having issues. And I knew that, like, no, we don't do this. This is my earth suit. Paul said he buffered his flesh. What I need to do, Lord? And I'm going to be real with you. For a season, I stopped going to church. When I went through that divorce, you know, the judge made me wait a whole year because he said depressed because of my daughter going to glory. Now, listen, isn't that amazing? That's just like that's what Adam did. Hey, it's the woman you gave me. She the one that caused all the problems. Wait, what?
Lord, help us.
We have to point the finger at somebody.
Somebody.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man of God. So we waited a whole year, and there was just no getting back together because you don't love me. And I was, and you know, you don't want to be in a relationship where you're afraid to move, right? You can't, you walk
that's
this
right.
way, something like that. So I thank God that he cleaned my mind. And he helped me to forgive him, and it was a really hard process. My daughter, by then, she was getting ready to graduate high school. And she came home one day just crying so hard. And, you know, as a parent, when your baby's hurting, you're trying to figure out what's going on. And she said, Mom, I don't understand why my twin is gone. And I have people in school, they got their sister. And I'm like, Jesus. And my thing was, I was trying to make the blend of jail, but instead of making them jail, it pushed them farther away from each other. So my daughter felt so alone, and so of course, being a mom, I'm over here blaming myself. But if I would have left earlier when I knew this was going on, and I would have both my girls. No, because somebody even said that to me. You ever had you left? I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready. Come on now. Come on. I didn't beat myself up. You know, but this is the thing.
Right.
Me and my daughter had to go do us. I asked Daddy, help me, Father. Help me to help my baby. And I'm serious, man of God. I was married to T. We had been married probably about 4 years. And we were in the house on the hill. And my daughter and I were outside. And I hear, and this is what I heard. You're still walking in fear. I'm like, who am I afraid of? And I had a baseball bat that I had bought when I first got my moved in transitional housing. Me and my children, our children. I said he would never, because you know him, you know, paying child support, he had a right to see the children, so I couldn't stop it. But for some reason, he was a truck driver. He's a truck driver now. He found out where we were, where we lived, and he's at my door.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what in the world?
Mm-mm.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, because he has said, if I find you, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm like, okay, all right, so what are you doing here? Anyway, we found he had a right. The judge gave him, you know, but we were supposed to be meeting up. You don't come to the house. You're supposed to meet me to get the exchange the children.
That's right.
Man of God, I bought me a hard baseball bat, put it behind my door at my house. Let me tell you, this was 15 years later is when I met T. But we were doing producers and all that. A year later, after that, we got married. But do you know I carried that bat every house I moved into? That Father reminded me, you're walking in fear. That's a bat. Go in your bedroom and look behind the door. And I said, oh, my God. You know, you can do things unconsciously. I was like, oh, my
Amen.
God, I am walking. I'm so sorry. But what if even when we make a mistake, man of God, we make mistakes in this life. I'm not the type of person that want to hurt anybody, but I'm not going to be so passive to where I'm allowing. There's a lot, man of God, there are women, pastor wives, that's been abused to this day, and they're just being quiet about it. Because I did the same thing. I didn't want to mess up the ministry.
No. And there's a lot of women dying because of this. But this is what I've learned, because I made a lot of mistakes. After I bought our first house, I started dating. But I still had so much anger in my heart. I didn't treat brothers right. I didn't. And plus, I was in sin. I was in sin. And I remember going, the Lord God, what came to me was Psalm 51. Father, created me a clean heart. Because if I was to die right now, I would go straight to hell. I would go straight. I mean, I stopped going to church, man, God. I stopped. I'm like, come on now. And I'm not going to get married again. So, Father, I'm sinning, and I know I'm sinning, and I know you see me. And if you allow the enemy to take my life, which he was wanting to do, man of God, I was so angry. But I remember what he said to the woman. He said to the woman that was caught in adultery. He said, "Where's your accuser?" Come on now. I'm thinking, well, how come that man went there with her? But it should have been two of them that was going to be stoned. But
that's the truth.
Said, "Where's your accuser?" And she said, there's no one's here. And he said, neither do I accuse. You know what he said? He did not call her out of her name. He did not say, girl, you done been with every man that was standing here with a stone in his hand. What he said was, go. He said, well, neither do I accuse you, but go and see him no more.
Come on,
Stephen, you're a wonderful woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way Father God has that. That's the same love we're supposed to have for one another. Not that when a woman is going through, because when I went through my divorce, I'm serious. I was this apostolic church. I was a singer for at the churches, right? When we have our convocations, I was one of their singers. And so when I went through, when they found out I was going through a divorce, I'm serious. A lot of the pastors were hitting on me, and I was like, I need help, but you want to play with me? I'm torn. And so, man of God, my Lord, we have to pray for the leader, but we have to pray for the people. It's not just women anymore, but there's men that's been abused as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pray.
I'm going to tell you, woman of God, what's so very important for us is that you said that you had heard negative, dark voices speaking to you, and that's why it's so crucial for us. We have to pay attention to the voices that we hear, the voices outside of us, our circle, the people that we encounter, but also we have to be mindful and be aware of the voices that we hear inside of us, because the enemy will try to disguise, his voice as your own mental voice. I've heard voices inside my head that I didn't know at the time were actually evil voices masquerading as my mind's voice, because our mind has a voice that we're used to hearing. And the enemy will always imitate what's true and what's real to try to create his own deceitful purposes. So it's so crucial, woman of God. We have to pay attention. Is the voice that I'm listening to, is it taking me down, down, down? Because if it is, that is not of God. God is the
God.
Bible. There are so many songs that says God is the lifter up of my head. The Bible says we look to the hills from which cometh our strength. That means we have to raise our mind and raise our mind's eye, as well as our physical eyes, up off of the depression, the anger, and the misery around us, because there's the solutions is not in the mess. The solutions is above the mess where God is. And we have to say, Father God, I need your help. Lift these weights up off of my mind so that I can trust and let my faith excel and extend to you.
That is so true. Man of God, and this is the thing about it. The Bible lets us know that there are other voices, you know? He said, my people know my voice, right? But this is what really gets me. The way Father helped me to heal, I'm still healing. Because, look, it's a spiritual, we're in spiritual school. We grow up in the physical, But our spiritual man, if he's not getting the food and getting the nourishment and getting the understanding, because Daddy said, in all you're getting, get an understanding. He was letting me know that, Deborah, you know the word. Your mom needs y'all, learn the word. You know the word. Now, Deborah, I need you to get an understanding. Father, help me. Help me, because you told me in Luke 10:19 that you've given me power, the ability to walk on, tread on. It's like you go on a treadmill. You're walking, and then you can run on the treadmill to walk on, tread on serpents and scorpions in the spiritual realm. And he said he gave me power over all the power of the enemy. Who's my enemy? The dark one. He said, and then he said, and nothing shall by any means harm you, hurt you. Man of God, that's true. Everything in his word is true. So that lets me know that the greater one that's in me, it's up to me to get an understanding of this power. And I remember talking to a pastor that both my pastor and I said, we go out and minister to the homeless. We go downtown, we feed the homeless a bit, and we would pray with this group that we would do it every Sunday morning. And pray with them, and people try to say that, well, homeless people are just lazy. That's a lie. That's a lie. Yeah. Matter of fact, he told us we're supposed to give to them. The word Proverbs says, amen, when you give to the poor, you're lending to God. Man of God, how can lend to the one that created you by giving to his people? Amen. So when we would go out there and pray for them and give them some time, you know what I'm saying? Just spend some time talking to them, and you'll be surprised who's out there that's going through. And this is the thing about it. God helped me to understand. He said, when you give to them, you're already lending to me. He said, but you got to get an understanding. So we were praying and casting out demons. He said, this is how they're going to know you're my disciples. You're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You're going to cast out demons in my name, Jesus. But yet we don't see that happening. So I said, Father, I need you to show me, because when I'm talking to the pastors here, and I'm not saying I spoke to every pastor in Alabama. That's not the case. But the ones I did, they were like, well, that was back then, Deborah. This is now. I'm like, wait, well, then why didn't he show me that? Everything that Father allows me to see, those boys back in the day, they did it, but they're not here anymore. So we're his today's disciples. We're the followers of Jesus Christ, right? So I'm supposed to be able to show me. And I started looking at, I went on YouTube, and I'm serious, God will give you what you need when you ask. And I saw Prophet T.B. Joshua. I said, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. He spent so much time with Father God, just like Jesus did. Go and pray. You don't wait for the battle to happen. You go ahead and pray, and you do what you got to do, spend that time with Father God. So when you get to them and you say, go, the demons got to flee because they got to obey. Matter of God, they got to obey us. And if we don't have an understanding of who we are, that's one of the things I'm talking about even in my when I do this broadcast on Instagram. We're royalty. We come from the royal priesthood. Everything. And then this is the thing. Even if we were adopted in the physical world, get this. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he has adopted you into his family. Now we're royalty.
Amen.
Well,
that's right. Amen.
We got to learn how to talk. Royalty don't argue. Royalty does not beg people to do anything. Royalty does not even, he never calls us to be beggars. He says, you're a believer. I love Elijah. I get caught up. Elijah, did he not call down fire on 102 soldiers and the captain? He said, if I be a man of God, that's going to come down and consume you and your 50. Man of God, that happened twice in one day. He did not say, God, will you pull down the fire? God, will you let the fire? No, he didn't. That's what's in us, man of God. Jesus gave us, we have power and authority.
Power.
Why aren't we?
That's right. Amen. We do have power and authority. Amen. Woman of God, listen, you are so true. Listen, I'm going to have to bring you back so that we can continue this conversation, because I know you're not going to believe it, but our time is just about run out. Woman of God, listen, we're going to play some more of your music before you get out of here, but I would like for you to go ahead and share.
I want to do one with my grandbaby called Acapulco. Instead of doing it one live, will you let me do one that really is on my heart right now? Because there's somebody
go right
to know. Okay. How? There's a song that I have called, Lord, I Need You. I Need You. And it goes like this. There's no life without you.
There's no me, there's no you. It's like a hole in my heart, Lord. It's hollow. I'm so lost without you. Lord, I need to hear from you. 'Cause I don't know what to do, Lord. Lord, I need you. My soul is crying out. Lord God, I need you. Yeah. Lord, I need you. My soul is crying out. Lord God, I need you. And then the last part of this will go like this. I need thee, Lord. Ooh, I need thee every hour. Lord God, I need thee. Father, bless us here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless us now, our Savior, our Savior. We come to thee. I just felt led to sing that part of the song.
Amen, amen. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Woman of God, how can you be reached for any type of event bookings, revivals, Women's Day, or for concerts? How can my listening audience get in touch with you and share with us, where are you on social media? I know you have an Instagram page, and then where all this anointed music can be downloaded. Share with us that information. Where can you be reached for booking?
Okay, so you can reach me. The phone number you can reach for booking would be 205-427-1258. And if you can't get through, just leave a message. Well, I heard about you on Fire Gospel Experience with Brother Ron. And say, and you know, let me know. Let us know. And then email is Priceless Productions. Priceless, PRICELESS Productions, PRODUCTIONZ with a Z, INC duck.com, okay, duck.com. Also, like you said, on Instagram, it's official Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Price, P-R-I-C-E, official Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, P-R-I-C-E. Twitter, I'm on official Deborah P. Deborah, it's a small Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, no A-H. And then my music can be found on Amazon. If you go to my Instagram account, connect with me there. You can just click that link, and you can get the Transform Me, the Soul of a Woman album, and the one my brother played earlier. That one is called Set Me Free. I'm so very grateful. Thank you so much, man of God. Thank you to the audience as well.
Amen. It's certainly our pleasure. Thank you. I received those blessings. You have blessed us thoroughly, and we are just so excited to be in kingdom connection with saved, anointed people such as yourself. I want you to give man of God, T.Y.M. Price, your husband, man of God, that minister, that preacher, that teacher, a hug, and tell him I'm sending the love of Jesus to him through you, and I'm going to keep both of y'all in my prayers always until my Lord Jesus come back. If you got a kingdom collaboration going on, I need to get on a plane or a train or a bus, let me know so that I can be there, because I don't mind traveling.
Man of God,
really,
you know what? That sounds good. We're looking to get some concerts, doing some free concerts in whatever state. Just let us know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to charge, but we will. What is that called? Siphon or what is that? An honorarium? I mean, hey, help
honorarium.
With some getting us
we'll
us up in a hotel.
We'll put our trust in the Lord.
Hey,
we'll put our trust in the Lord and watch him work it out.
Hey, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
He'll do it every single time. That's what he do. Amen.
when you come through Alabama, man of God, you gotta let us know so we can we definitely got you a situation. We got you a place to hang out.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you in Jesus. Woman of God, gospel artist sensation, anointed Deborah Price, y'all, was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We praying for you. We love you in Jesus. Amen. Oh, yeah. Lord Jesus, you anointed people of God. Y'all sure know how to make a brother feel good. We love you too, woman of God, Deborah Price. Thank you for being our special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're about to turn this whole thing up right here, because we know God is a keeper. We have a special, special word of inspiration that God has just placed in my spirit, and we're going to be talking about wisdom coming up on this Fire Gospel Experience. We want you to know that it ain't nothing going on that our God has not worked it all out. He's working some things out for your good. It may not feel good. That's not the point. We have to elevate our faith above our emotional state, above the things that are going on around us. Our faith can take precedence over our circumstances just because we believe, dear God, that you are in the blessing and persevering business. Just like man of God Marquez Curtis is letting us all know. God already got that thing worked out. My life scripture verse, Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good. To them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. He worked that thing out, y'all.
Do anybody know the Lord to be a miracle worker? Or are you trying to figure it out? He already. Oh, are you trying to figure it out? He already.
Hello, I'm Dr. Marguerite Williams, owner of Ephesus Christian Bookstore and Heritage Fashions Boutique, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson. This Fire Radio ministry will bless your souls with uplifting biblical inspiration and anointed gospel music. I'm inviting everyone in the Pine Bluff, Altamer, Dumas, Little Rock, and Southeast Arkansas area to come to Ephesus Christian Bookstore. There you can find all your Bible and religious books and materials for your church, groups, and personal spiritual understanding and growth. We also carry the finest in choir robes, minister robes, women's clothing apparel, jewelry, and other fashionable accessories. We are located at 901 West 6th Avenue, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and we can be reached at 870-535-5665. And yes, we do have fire. The Gospel Experiences host, Ron E. Jefferson's new book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So keep it tuned in and bless your family, your friends, and co-workers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Have a great day.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of my favorite people in the whole wide kingdom of God, Dr. Marguerite Williams, member of New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church. She has been proprietor over Ephesus Christian Bookstore and Fashion Boutique for many, many decades right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Get in touch. She's on Facebook. You can go to Ephesus Bible Christian Bookstore, and you can get some stuff online. You ain't got to be right here in Pine Bluff. You can order some stuff. Y'all know FedEx and UPS be working overtime. Listen, I want to share with you all some thoughts about wisdom, y'all. Wisdom from the book of Proverbs, second chapter, around about verse 6 is going to be our area of concern. It's going to be our area of focus. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, y'all, I just want to just set somebody free with some truth that I believe is going to bless them. The Word of God reads just like this, y'all, from Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. It says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Wow, you get a bonus. You get wisdom, and then cometh knowledge and understanding. Now, it's a very, very interesting that the Bible says that wisdom is first given and then comes from his mouth. Talking about God's mouth, not your mouth, not my mouth, the mouth of God. As we continue to diligently study God's word, like it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We begin to see more and more of the intentionality of how God structured his word and how true it is. God is the foremost epitome of give, of giver, and giving all rolled up into one. James 1 and 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not." That means he don't regret it. "And it shall be given him." Now, I could close the whole sermonic discourse right there with the scripture verse that I just read, James 1 and 5. I'm so sure you all were expecting James 1 and 5. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. God is a giver. And what other more precious gift to give than that of wisdom? Why so? Good question. It is in the delineation of wisdom given how God wisely chooses to reveal himself. Amen. Goes right there. And that's why the Holy Scripture says, Proverbs 1 and 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Now, that's a crying shame. The Bible says that a reverential respect to the highest degree of awe and life-changing respect to obedience is where knowledge is born. But wisdom is the fleshed-out lifestyle of the accumulation of knowledge of God. It is very possible to have a true knowledge of the reality and admission of God, but without the application of that said knowledge, then transform into wisdom is fruitless. Psalms 1:11-10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Y'all knew I was going to go there. a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The intense struggle with us being the creations of God and God being the creator of us all, humankind, is our limited definition of wisdom falls and fails infinitely distant and far from the true wisdom of God. Isaiah 55:8 says, for all my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9 of Isaiah 50 says, for as far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The magnificent creative mind of God made us such that we have a great inclination for independence, which is a gift of God. To have the ability of free will and choice, it's like being chosen as a potential spouse to someone to have, to hold, cherish, and love for a lifetime. Selected and equally willing to be chosen, but no one wants to be married to someone that doesn't want to be bonded to them for life. It's our natural tendency to be egocentric, falsely believing that the accomplishment that we have achieved was somehow arrived at through independence from God. So we become infected with the greatest sin of all, self-centeredness. This exaggerated predominance of our alter egos gone wild. Lord have mercy. But thank God when life rears its ugly head in those trying times and tough seasons that we are humbly deflated and look beyond and outside of ourselves and eventually turn to the Most High God, who indeed awaits our arrival to pour out wisdom, and he gives it so abundantly. Proverbs 6 says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding, which is our key scripture verse. The great knowledge of God penetrates all mental, ethnicity, ages, gender, and whatever else may stand in the need of wisdom. And yet the Bible says that it comes forth from his mouth. Now, as holy God spoke those things that were not in creation into existence, God speaks wisdom. It comes forth from his mouth to demonstrate the power within his words. This is true for good and bad, for holy and unholy. So we have to be mindful of what we speak. And we have to be so mindful of the things that we allow ourselves to hear. But as our illustration, God wants us to faithfully and with prosperity of souls speak life through, with, and because of wisdom. The very mind of God, he who speaks through his Son, our Lord Jesus' life, his holy word, and through Holy Spirit God, our ultimate unfailing power source, because it is true indeed that wisdom belongs to God. Amen, amen, and amen. Close right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We are just going to celebrate the goodness of God like woman of God. Kimmy Jenkins, take us higher, Lord. Higher, higher, higher.
Yeah, that's our God. Thank you, woman of God, Kimmy Jenkins. We bless your name. Thank you, man of God, Dennis Cole, for being a newcomer to this fire gospel experience and sending all that anointed gospel music. Keep them coming, because we're going to keep praising our God. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Deborah Price. You came in and just blessed us so well. And then you stayed with us well after your interview was over. I'm so grateful for that, because a lot of people be running and gunning and be so busy, but you stayed, and I both pray that you were blessed by this fire gospel experience. I want to leave you all with one word, if I may. We talked about wisdom, y'all. We talked about wisdom from Proverbs 2 and 6. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. When inspiration isn't around us, look up and then look inside. I want to leave y'all with my special guest, woman of God, Deborah Price. She came in and blessed us so well. She just wants y'all to know that when you receive the true wisdom of God, there is a hope, open heaven, a open heaven just waiting and available to you. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, our Redeemer. Until next time, I love you in Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back, pray for me, and I'm going to keep praying for you. Y'all be blessed in the Lord.
before we receive. Go ahead and pour your blessings upon us, your chosen children, your royal priesthood, your holy nation. All around.
Thank you.